Welcome, my friends. It's that time of the week, the time you've anxiously been awaiting. And I know I've had people tell me they haven't been anxiously awaiting, but, you know, we know what kind of people
those
are.
You're so popular.
But this is the most riveting and the most entertaining, the tastiest and the most demystifyingest cooking show, not only in Atlanta, in the world, baby. Chef of the Fat Band of Blue Collar Chefs, this week, our mobile kitchens is at home, as we are always at lately. Our wonderful home, Le Cordon Green, the Big Green Egg Culinary Center. Are you ready, Drew? This is it. Chef of the Fat Band. Hey, it's Boggs. Chef of the Fat Band is proudly brought to you by the Big Green Egg.
The ultimate cooking experience.
Yes, my friends, and by Real Sweet Onions. By Schumann Produce. Leaders in Vidalia and Peruvian Sweet Onions. Of course, Peruvian Sweet this time of the year. We are just days away from real Vidalia onions. And as we always know, it's Vidalia, not Vidalia. So you heathens who try to pronounce it wrong, shame on you. But there is only one way to know if you're getting real sweet onions. Because, my friends, if it does not say real sweet on the back of the tag,
it ain't.
And there we have it, my friends. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's a wonderful time. You know, we've just gone through biblical rains. The golf course has been soaked. They actually closed down the driving range.
Whatever will you do with yourself?
It's been a rough week. But, my friends, the sun is shining because we have a special guest. And before we introduce him, I would like to introduce the crude extraordinaire.
Ta-da.
The culinarians, culinarians. The divas of delicious. Of course, I can be starting with, first and foremost, the executive chef. And the head honch of Le Cordon Green, she is our own lovely, here we go, see if I can say it, Chef Amanda Adigio.
Golly, close but no cigar.
Really, you're going to take my cigar away too?
Egidio.
All right, Egidio.
It's
a lot easier to say the next femme fatale. She is, of course, the lead chef instructor for the Big Green Egg. She is our own effervescent, bubbly, and oh my God, over the top, Taylor Schulman.
Woo!
How you doing, Taylor?
I'm doing good.
I like your shirt.
Thank you. Yeah.
I see you got your hat kind of tilted to the side, kind of like a
gangsta. Yeah, I'm cool today.
You're doing the gangsta cooking today?
It's mainly I have too much hair, so it's kind of shifting it.
Such a problem. Well, and now it comes.
Can I have some more butter?
To our very special guest. He is a man who, at the wee age of 7 years old, was trotting through clods of dirt, pulling prunes and handling grapes.
Pulling prunes?
Pulling prunes.
I like that.
You never pulled a prune?
Never.
No, I haven't either, but
I pulled a plum.
Someone had to pull them.
I pulled a plum. I never pulled a prune.
Well, but
can
this man was trying. I mean, can you imagine clods of dirt? And he's walking hand in hand with his dad, skipping merrily down the rows of prune trees and grape fields. And he said right then, he looked up to his dad, the sun shone brightly on his face, and he said, "Dad, I want to make wine." And that historic moment happened in the very early 70s, when wine was still in its rather, not infancy, but really good wine was in its infancy out in California. He is a man who has taken, you know how, Chef, we always talk about field to table?
Mm-hmm.
He takes field to glass very, very seriously.
Oh, I like that. You know what else?
What's that?
He does olive oil. He's got a farm. It's not just the wine that he's bringing to the table.
Not just the
wine.
He's
bringing all kinds of stuff to the table.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, he is a man's man. He is a vintner's vintner.
Yep.
He is a guy that once you hear him, you're going to want to drink his wine. Besides the awards, besides the different varieties, it appeals to everyone's taste. I would like to give a great chef and a fat man welcome to the affable, the vintner extraordinaire, Tom, my name is on the bottle, Gore.
Yay!
That's actually my real middle name, so.
Well, I got to tell you, this is going to be fun. This is something we haven't done before.
And welcome. We get to drink wine during the day, too. That's always fun,
too. Great excuse.
Sonoma County, California.
Yeah,
Geyserville. Valley, Hillsburg, Geyserville. That's my stomping grounds, and thank you guys so much for having me today.
Well, you know what? I got to ask you. Do you ever get a bit nervous when you live in a town called Geyserville? Yeah, I guess it came out. You have geysers there?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Doesn't that, you know,
yeah.
Tectonic shifts?
Up in the mountains above Geyserville, there's a big hydro plant and a bunch of geysers that's actually faithful. Not old faithful,
yes,
but faithful.
And but you come from an area, literally, since 18 years, Alexander Valley, which is a well-known region for grapes, but historically, it really wasn't until the 60s. I mean, it goes back to 1843. Cyrus, you know, there were a ton of people named Cyrus back then. That was a very popular, kind of like Tom is today. You're like the Cyrus of the 70s.
Well, I don't know if I'll be alive to know if the name will stand the test of time, but
it should, because I'll tell you, your wine is fantastic.
Thank
I've read
you.
About the awards, and this is serious stuff. And you know, for years and years, from 1843 on, they were producing wine out of that area, but it was bottled, you know, jug wine, what we call jug wine today, I guess. It wasn't really, it was massive wine for massive consumption. It really, the fine art of winemaking was still in Europe. But then in the 60s, late 60s, it started to change.
Yeah, and it really goes hand in hand with starting to plant the varieties. A lot of the European vinifera varieties, Cabernet, Chardonnay, and a lot of other ones that are still planted throughout Alexander Valley and Sonoma County. And it really was a big wave of planting that we've just continued to hopefully improve upon and hopefully will continue to improve upon.
Now, in order to produce a lot of wine, you got to have a lot of grapes.
Yep.
What?
And you got to have a little bit of beer.
A little bit of beer?
To make wine? Yeah.
Oh, I did not know.
Takes good beer to make wine.
So what, you're a Bud Light guy?
You have to drink it to pick it?
No, you have to drink it while you're making it and to pick it. Maybe not while you're picking
it. Well, okay.
Maybe not while you're picking it.
After. Yeah.
Yeah, after. After.
Well, I got to tell you, we're so excited to have you. To come all the way out here from Sonoma just to be on our show, I think, is impressive. And that's the storyline I'm going with, and that's the way it's going to be. It's our show. But anyway, today is National Chocolate Mint Day. I know many of you are always waiting with bated breath every week. What day does a fat man come up with to celebrate that has something to do with it? But today is National Chocolate Mint Day. Now, here's a wine question for you. So, you're celebrating National Chocolate Mint Day. You know what a chocolate mint is.
Oh, yeah.
What great Tom Gore varietal, so I can talk the lingo, varietal would you suggest that would go good to celebrate this day?
I'd probably have to say the Cabernet, but I haven't actually tasted it with the mint part of the chocolate. I have most certainly tasted it with the chocolate part of the chocolate.
Let me guess, you're a Godiva guy.
Sure.
Please.
Well, not. I mean, I'm a chocolate guy, so yeah. Godiva sounds good. You know,
N-E-S-T-L-E-S.
Yeah. Ghirardelli, San Francisco is never a bad kind of chocolate.
Well, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But, you know, and we're going to get into this, because when I think of wine, and many people that I hang with, some of them are really wine people. Most of them are not. Go figure. As cool and sophisticated as I am. But, Taylor, did I say something amusing?
Yeah.
No. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's always been considered one of those things where people sit around, they do all this, rolling their glasses and, you know, looking up at the sky and twirling and, you know, doing all this stuff. You don't do that with beer. You just drink it. And yet, so a lot of people I know, they don't want to go through all that hassle. Do you have to do that?
You don't have to do that at all. You can do anything you want. You know, my dad's line to me when I was growing up was, the best wine you'll ever have is the one that you want to have another glass of. And I think that and that's true from the bottom all the way to the top. If you want to drink something
from Boone's Farm to
Boone's Farm?
I don't know what
made
that
you
is.
Look.
Really?
Taylor, do you even have that on the Boone's West Coast? Farm. Is that even a thing out there?
It's no. My dad used to say, sometimes it's better not to say anything.
My dad told me that too, but I screwed the pooch on
that. Yeah, but to your point, and if that's what you like, that's no problem. Yeah. I mean, all joking aside, it's all about what you like and what makes you feel good and what makes you come together with your folks. And I think that's one of the big things that we have in common with what you guys do here with the Big Green Egg, is that it's about bringing people together.
Absolutely.
I think whether it's camaraderie, whether it's family coming around the table to eat, I think that's if that's where you start with your idea about drinking wine, just like if that's where you start about cooking food with a big green egg, I think that's where it all comes together.
Speaking of cooking with a big green egg, I will turn it over to the executive chef of Chef and a Fam, and I'm not going to say Chef Amanda.
That works. Chef Amanda works. Hello. So today, it was very exciting when they contacted us and said that we were going to do this show with wine. And so I thought we'd do some lamb chops. So today we're doing lamb chops. And they're a Moroccan, like, yogurt-soaked lamb chops. Mm. So they've got Moroccan spices on them. So I made first the spices, and I'm rubbing it on the lamb. And then I mixed a mixture of yogurt and sriracha sauce and a little bit of lemon juice.
So you're going to share all those little jewels
amazing
with us in the
tips.
Next segment. And
that's
then
right.
You're going to do some shrimp.
We're going to do some amazing shrimp. Shrimp that Tom's got a great way of putting the shrimp on a skewer, but instead of using a skewer, using a rosemary sprig. So stay tuned, everyone.
Really?
Really?
Beautiful presentation.
Shrimp on a skewer of, all right. And, of course, a pound cake. All done on the egg, by the way. And tell us about your pound cake.
Some of it got stolen. No, not you.
Oh.
No. Actually, funny story. So I made it for this, and Taylor and I went shopping to buy fish at the Sweet Auburn Market down
and
in
burritos.
Atlanta. Oh, when we had burritos too. And when we came back, lo and behold, someone had cut into our pound cake.
Perish the thought.
I know, right? We couldn't
call
believe
out the
it.
Feds.
So we had a not so nice note on it.
Yes. So today we're going to do pound cake, and we're going to do some poached apricots to go with it. Yum yum.
Wow, I am telling you, it is amazing. We've got Tom Gore from Tom Gore Wines. He is an amazing man. He has trodden the earth, picked the grapes, smashed them with his nasty feet. He has done everything necessary to make the greatest wine. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about a celebration of the good life. What better place to celebrate than this day with this amazing group at Le Cordon Green, my friends? This is the place to be. If you're not here, you're just having an agonizingly boring day.